Welcome to Boza Moves. I'm Amandla Mukubung, and I have the privilege of having conversations with ordinary young South Africans about how they're making money for themselves. Today, I'm joined by my colleague, Xoli Siburu and Jabulile Mkhize. She's 18 years old. She's a quantity surveying student at the University of Pretoria, and she's working on her plan to make extra money. Welcome both.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
The money topic, ne? That's a topic that some people shy away from. Others are keen on tackling while they hang out with friends and family at a braai. Because let's face it, we're all constantly looking for new ideas on how to make money, how to improve our relationship with money, and just to make sure that the money tap really never runs dry, especially when we're young. And talking about making money when you're young, I remember back in primary school and in high school, there was always that one kid, ne, in the same grade as you, who would sell sweets the 1 week. The next week, they're selling magwenya or fed cook. The other week, they're selling dikuku. And when it's Valentine's Day, they suddenly have stock of all sorts of sweets, cards with them. And in my time, those sweets were called heartthrob.
I was that kid.
Were you that kid?
I was that kid. So I used to sell the stock sweets.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to buy from the tuck shop. So having been brought up by a single parent, she just didn't have that money. So she'd always give me that skaftin with peanut butter, Melrose, and then, you know, it gets soggy. Yeah. I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
Then I see other kids standing in the line to go and get a hot dog. And I said, mama, please come on. And she said, I don't have extra cash to give you, but you can make your extra money. So I was there, stock sweets. And then I'd have money to get a hot dog on a Friday. So at the end, it paid off.
You were a kid with a plan.
I was a kid with a plan.
Yeah, to think that we still have those kids nowadays. Like, we had this kid who used to sell sweets, like 10 cent sweets and then 1 rand snake sweets. So sometimes we used to call him 1 rand stock sweet because he used to come to our class and like, 1 rand stock sweet, 1 rand stock sweet. But at least he made extra money.
Yeah.
I have a question. 10 cents. What is he selling for 10 cents in 2022?
Because you don't even get change.
No.
For 10 cents in the shop.
10 cents.
Like those smaller sweets, I don't think they still sell them now, but when I was still in high school and primary, they used to sell them.
Oh, what do you mean when you were still in high school? You're in varsity. That was last year. You make it seem like that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, she makes it sound like it was a lifetime ago. And now, I like the fact that you're taking us to varsity because I remember, in my time, when I was in varsity, to make extra cash, I was a promoter. I was that girl in store, show you, you know, the whatever was on special that week, and you'd put on all sorts of outfits that, you know, go with the brand. And then you had to be very consistent on the weekend. So you'd miss out on time with your friends because you're trying to make extra cash, but it helped you to gain some sort of independence.
No, definitely. But I think Jabu was bougie. Were you bougie? You had the soft life because you were not selling in high school.
I was usually focusing on school. So my parents passed away when I was young. I had to live with my aunt and we were so many in the house. So the only way I would escape reality is for me to study. So I did not really think about making extra money by selling anything. Anyway, if I would want to sell, I did not even have money to start buying some things to sell. So I had to study and focus. So I thought that going to varsity would really help me get a decent job and escape the reality of living at Soweto.
I can actually relate with the part about a parent passing on and, you know, growing up and times are tough. When I was growing up, I never thought I could sell anything on the side or make some extra cash, but I saw that it was possible to make extra money, maybe not even start with a lot. Because a lot of the times we think, if I have to make extra money, I have to have, you know, more on the side. And I watched her, she would sell sweets. My mom sold everything. She was like that girl that sold everything. She would sell sweets, cool drink, made tracksuits. I don't know when she learned how to make tracksuits, but she made tracksuits. She made curtains. And remember, Kokasi at the, you know, behind the kitchen door, we'd have those crates, the Coca-Cola, the red ones. Yeah, that would have all sorts of bottles in there. We had that. That was our reality. But from watching her, I realized that making extra cash might really not be that tough to get into. Sometimes you just need the idea to start.
Yeah, because for real, the varsity is not as easy. Like, depending on your bursary only is not a solution. You need to come up with something to make extra cash. Like, I thought about something to make extra cash because I thought the allowance is not really enough to be able to, I mean, for me to be able to buy everything I need because, hey, it's really tough there and everything is expensive. So I had to come up with plans of how to make money. So I had different ideas like selling makeup, selling cupcakes, but I thought that's not really a need. So I thought about a printing company, which is really a need to most of us students. And where we usually print is really far and expensive. So that was the only solution I could come with where I will make extra money for myself.
Yeah, but printers can't be cheap. They don't come cheap. How are you going to get that off the ground?
So I was thinking since I'm getting a book allowance, I'll take that money to buy the printer and take a lot because it's not that expensive.
With your book allowance and then you're not going to have books?
No, they're not. No, they're not really that expensive. Some of them I will get the soft copies and some hard copies. So I will have a change. So with the change, I'll buy the printer.
Wow, that's a good idea. Hey, I mean, you've really thought about it where you're not trying to be comfortable in your circumstance. Ebooks are cheaper and getting secondhand books and all of those. So it sounds like you're a woman with a plan.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Doesn't it scare you though? Because sometimes even the, you know, just getting into that zone, like this is how I'm going to make extra cash. There are things that could sometimes hold you back or feel like, I might not have the personality for this thing. What scares you about starting this and maybe what excites you?
Yes, it is scary. School can be overwhelming at times. So making extra money for myself will help me to be able to afford like the varsity life, buy clothes and food as well. But also I'm excited to make extra money for myself.
Yeah, because, I mean, at least there'll be something on the side.
Yeah. I mean? And just a side note also that just even in work, in the world of work, I have a full-time job and I also have a side hustle because sometimes the salary is just not enough. It doesn't cover everything that you need. It probably covers only the needs. And then, you know, you have the wants, you want to go to a movie, you want to do something else. So that the salary doesn't cover that. So the extra hustle of selling perfumes, that helps me be able to get those extras.
And I think COVID also taught us a lot more because that's when we started realizing that the permanent jobs or what looks like a permanent job is not always permanent. You lose some sometimes and then it helps to have something on the side that can still sustain you for a bit. So I hear you on the side hustle thing while you're working full time.
Yeah. The fact that a permanent job is not guaranteed. So having a side hustle or a way of making extra money will help me, especially that if I don't get a job, I might really start my own, find a place near school where I'll be able to print out papers or anything. That will make it easier for me instead of going back to Soweto and being unemployed, since being unemployed at Soweto is not really that great. So that will really help me. And I thought about that making extra money will be a really good idea.
So you if you don't get a job, you're saying that you would get a premises near the school or would you open a printing company in Soweto?
We'll get a premises near school.
So do you think that the money that you're making now with the printing will be enough for you to save to get a premises? How are you?
Yeah, okay. There are places in Pretoria that are not really expensive to... The rent is not expensive, so I'll look for a place, stay there, and then travel. But it's not that far. Travel to school every morning to open my premises or the container.
I like the fact that you talk about a container because you know what the youth right now, they're very flexible in terms of how they see business or how they see making extra money. Because for us, it used to be a brick and mortar situation where, you know, I need a building that's this big with the printers, the heavy ones. But then what I'm seeing with younger people right now is that a pop-up is a thing. You know, you could have a pop-up printing shop or pop-up printing stand or something like that. So I like that you're bringing that up. And I find it interesting that, you know, you decided to start a business that isn't necessarily related to what you're studying. Because the expectation is that you would start a business that's related to your exact studies.
So, quanti surveying, if I want to start a business for quanti surveying, I need to be qualified. So with the printing business, I do not need any qualifications. I can just do it on the side and make extra money.
True. Sure. Interesting conversation today. Homework for days. So much to think about. Jabu, it was a pleasure chatting to you. We've learned a lot. I've learned that there's different ways of making money. You don't have to choose between studying and making extra money for yourself. You can actually do both. You don't have to start big. You can start with what you have, where you are. You don't need a lot of money to start even. Personality doesn't limit you. We can all start making money for ourselves. And of course, market research is important so you can get the right product to the right people. So tune in for the next conversation of Bozza Moves, where we'll be chatting to another inspiring young person about how they started making their own money. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.